Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So our next story, in a sense, is a gotcha as old as journalism itself. Remember this? Al Franken, in that famous book about Rush Limbaugh, wrote about how conservative, high-decibel talk radio host and self-proclaimed protector of liberty, Rush, hadn't voted much.
Right.
Remember that?
Right.
What was the name of that book? Rush Limbaugh is a... Well, we don't need to get into
right.
that. Yeah, there we go. He's a senator now, Al Franken is. And John Stewart called out professional bloviator protector of liberty Glenn Beck. You'll remember that he claimed during the healthcare debate that the U.S. healthcare system was the best in the world. And then Stewart broadcast video of him saying quite the opposite when he had to get treated for his own health problems,
yeah.
complaining about it being the worst in the world. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Especially on TV.
That's right? Always true, yeah.
Well, except perhaps in the case of Lou Dobbs, journalist, protector of the middle class, millionaire, former CNN anchor, his tirades against illegal immigration and the hiring of undocumented workers. Well, let's hear a bit of one of his tirades.
The real issue is that if illegal employers weren't hiring illegal aliens, we wouldn't have a crisis in this country in illegal immigration.
You know, it's not clear if it's a crisis for Lou Dobbs, but a report this morning accuses Dobbs of being one of those, quote, illegal employers. In an exclusive piece in the new edition of The Nation magazine, reporter Isabel McDonald, who's with us. Good morning, Isabel.
Good morning.
Found that Lou Dobbs has employed plenty of illegal immigrants himself. It's a story about the hubris of Dobbs, of course, and others on TV, but perhaps more importantly, it's a story about how deeply entrenched in the U.S. economy undocumented immigrants actually are. Whether you want to hire them or not, you may have absolutely no idea who's on the payroll there. Isabel McDonald, first of all, what have you caught Lou Dobbs doing here, and how is it at odds with the kinds of things he said on CNN when he was an anchor?
Well, take, for instance, his statement in April 2006 that suggesting that it should be a felony for employers to hire undocumented immigrants. At the very same time, on Lou Dobbs's estate in West Palm Beach, there were undocumented workers looking after his grounds. At the very same time, there were undocumented workers looking after his show jumping horses, whose estimated value is about $1 million each. And I actually am not saying that Lou Dobbs himself employed undocumented workers, so I should be very clear about that. He relied on contractors. He hired contractors who relied on undocumented workers. But when it comes down to it, Lou Dobbs's horses were being looked after by undocumented workers, and the grounds of his estate were being looked after by undocumented workers.
And the fact that these were contractors who hired these people may anticipate a statement from Dobbs if we get one later today. Is The Nation going to go on his radio show and actually confront him on this? Has he announced any sort of response to your reporting?
He invited me to come on his radio show last week, and he has since waffled. And we got a message late yesterday afternoon from his producer saying that Dobbs suddenly was no longer going to be on his own radio show today or tomorrow.
Now, some of our listeners might be saying, well, why didn't you go on the show last week? And I guess it's The Nation's policy not to go on the radio show until the piece is actually published.
Exactly.
As of this morning.
Exactly. The real issue here also is that Dobbs has not even responded to our questions about, for instance, whether he has any policies in place that, for instance, require his contractors to use E-Verify, the federal program that checks the status of workers,
that
of employees.
He has endorsed on his programs, the E-Verify program.
Repeatedly endorsed and repeatedly trumpeted as a very effective way of ensuring that workers are documented.
Well, Isabel McDonald's done the reporting for The Nation magazine. It's all about Lou Dobbs and him being apparently caught in a bit of hypocrisy for opposing employers hiring undocumented immigrants and yet being an employer of some of those immigrants himself, at least according to Isabel McDonald's reporting. Hold on there for just a second, Isabel. Roy Beck joins us, president and founder of Numbers USA, a nonprofit that works with Congress to reduce illegal and legal immigration. Roy Beck, is Lou Dobbs, based on the information in this Nation piece, an illegal employer by his own words?
No. I mean, in fact, I think Isabel just said he's probably not. By the way, I just read the article, and very good research there, Isabel. And it's and I, I it looks to me from what...
And it's on the Nation website if our listeners want to go and take a look at it as well.
Yes, I just looked it up when I got out this morning. And from what I read here and then what Isabel just said, it appears that Dobbs probably has not broken the law. That is because he didn't employ these people himself. And this is a very difficult problem throughout the American society. There are 8 million illegal aliens working, and all of them are working illegally. And it's very difficult sometimes to avoid this illegal labor force. What I would say, right, what it looks like is not that Dobbs is so much hypocritical as it is he wasn't very forceful in backing himself up. In other words, he should have insisted that any contractor that he contracted with be using the voluntary E-Verify system.
Well, if he's going to talk the talk, he should walk the walk. I mean, that at least smacks of some hypocrisy, even if it's not careful, as you say.
I think and I'm sure he's wishing that today. Yes.
Isabel, you have a response. Go ahead.
Well, I think a crucial point also to remember is that Dobbs has criticized employers who have maintained that they should not be responsible for verifying the status of their contractors' employees. He has repeatedly criticized the federal government for relying on contractors who hire undocumented workers. And he even on his show on June 7th, 2007 on CNN recalled employers who said that they shouldn't have to be responsible for their contractors' employees. He called them ridiculous.
The contractor excuse isn't going to fly here. Roy Buck, we'll let you finish this out.
That's a fair enough comment. The thing is that right now the law does not allow a person to actually ask the legal status of workers, of subcontractors. The only thing you can do is deal directly with the contractors themselves. It shows the need for a nationwide mandatory verification system that would not leave these up to voluntary actions.
All right, which is something that is advocated by Roy Back, president and founder of Numbers USA. Okay, Isabel McDonald, you got a great story. You got a big get. You've brought in a big fish, Lou Dobbs. What does this say, though, about the complexity and the inaction of the U.S. government on immigration policy?
Well, I think it really underscores the extent to which undocumented workers are woven into the fabric of America's economy and society. The fact that Lou Dobbs, who has repeatedly criticized illegal employers, himself was unable to manage the situation on his own property.
He might have tried to be careful, and even that was impossible because of this weaving that you talk about. Isabel McDonald, freelance journalist, authored a piece on Lou Dobbs for The Nation on illegal immigration. Go see it. It's on The Nation website. Isabel, thanks so much.